Well, it's just yours truly tonight from Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Keith is, here's his excuse. He's picking up a friend at the airport. I'll let him have that one. Yeah, his longtime friend flying in to Colorado for a few days. They get to see each other once a year, and so he is out tonight. So it's just yours truly calling a game with the Palisade Bulldogs and the Glenwood Demons. Girls up first, and it's the league opener for both teams. I commented on this all season long. You play so many games back in the day, not that long ago, just a couple years ago, before they Chassa, scrambled things up. You played your preseason, if you will, games, tournaments, and so forth in December, maybe a couple in early January, and then boom, you get back from Christmas break, and you're getting at it after it on with league games. But here we are, January 18th, and finally playing a league contest. Glenwood 5-8 under Coach Ron DeMosier. Glenwood has lost their last three to Fruita Monument, Grand Junction Central. Played a good game against Central, and then lost to Montrose 49-21. And Glenwood will have to go the rest of the season without Anna Shea, unfortunately. Wonderful junior power forward and center out with a knee injury. I hear she's having surgery next week, so we wish her all the best and wish her hope she has a speedy recovery. Just a tough break for her. The Palisade Lady Bulldogs 10-5, and they've won 4 of their last 6 games. Wins over Coleridge, Summit, beat Rifle at Rifle. Lost to Montrose 47-12. Beat Grand Junction at Grand Junction 45-32.
Good evening and welcome to Spencer Chavez Gymnasium.
And lost to Fruita Monument 60-41.
Palisade Bulldogs and your Demons.
Some of the key players for Palisade. This is a much improved team. Pause for our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Well, our esteemed trainer, extraordinaire, Marnie Barton is taking the PA duties and leading the Pledge of Allegiance. She does it all. She'll tape your ankles and lead everybody in the pledge. For Palisade, they've got some scores. They've struggled the last few years. Glenwood has really dominated this series over the years. Palisade, last year, 7-16, 5-18, 10-5, 8-16. Under Danielle Bagwell, though, they had some marvelous teams. So every program goes through ups and downs. They have lulls, like Glenn was going through right now. Some of the key players for Palisade. We'll just go through the starters here. Addie Ritterbush, number 4. She's averaging about 6 points per game. Chloe Simons, a senior. She's the high scorer, 16.5 points per game. So imagine Tay or maybe Lindsay Helms will be guarding her. The other starters, Lila Lancaster, number 21, averaging about 2 points a game.
Number 4,
Sadie Bunker, number 23, is just under 4 points per game, and Delaney Wright, about 6 points per game. Palisade plays tenacious defense. They will get after you.
Lila Lancaster.
For Glenwood,
number 23,
the starters,
Sadie Bunker.
Senior Taya Dykirk, leading scorer, about 11 a game. Chloe Davies, junior. Madison Stewart, a senior, playing the points. Bailey Winder and Lindsay Helms are going to be counted on by Coach Ron DeMosier to get after it. Bailey's going to need to step up and really control the boards. and get big rebounds and prevent the second chance baskets for Palisades. Lindsey Helms, a couple games ago, had 18 points in the loss to Grand Junction Central. And Lindsey needs to step up as well. Gretchen Taya, her updated stats, 13 a game. Anna Shea, going to miss that 13 points per game. But that's a done deal. As a team, Glenwood averaging about 42 points per contest. Well, it's my first time in the Glenwood this week, and they got a lot of snow here. Driving down Grand, I was just astonished. Talked to Fran Oro, said he was doing a lot of plowing this week. Glenwood, their home whites.
Good to see you, gentlemen, again.
Went off a tough loss to Montrose. Looking to bounce back here against Palisade here in front of the home crowd. The opening tip is taken by Palisade. Quickly to the basket as Addie Riddebush lays it up and in. Boy, that didn't take long. Palisade playing a zone press, a 2-2-1. Simons, or Davies, here's a pass down low to Bailey Weider. Missed the layup, too far into the basket. Rebound controlled by Palisade. Pass up the court to Sadie Bunker. Bunker at the block. And there's a shot put up by number 22, Lila Lancaster. 4-0 Palisade. Maddie Stewart with a drive. Pass down low to Winder. Bounces back to Stewart. She's at the block. In trouble. Nykirk in traffic. Puts up a floater. Off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Lancaster. Pass up the court. They go to the baseline to Sadie Bunker. Here's a two-pointer put up by Riddebush. Good. 17 feet. It's already 6-0 Palisade in the first minute. Glenwood is befuddled right now. Nykirk to Davies, right wing. Bounce pass, bad pass. Got from her knees, goes to Nykirk. Lobs it over to Stewart. Stewart down to Winder. Jump shot is fouled and helped to her feet. So two shots for Bailey Winder. The first free throw is good for Bailey, and Glenwood on the board. 6-1 Palisade. Gracie Cooper checks it. Oh, I'm sorry, that's number 13, Maddie Baber, I think. The ponytail's blocking her number. Next free throw, no good from Winder. Rebound taken, though, by Taya Nykirk. Nykirk goes right wing to Stewart, top of the key to Davies. Davies back to Stewart on the right wing. Pass down to Winder to Nykirk in the corner. Here's Stewart, lost the ball, got it back, drives, bounce pass to Nykirk. Dribble drive, shot. Well, she got hit on the wrist, no call. Rebound taken by Lindsey Helms. Helms hands it off to Nykirk, backs up for a three. In and out, no good. It was online, good looking shot. Riddebush with the rebound. Quickly up the court to Chloe Simons. Left wing to Sadie Bunker in the paint. Stops, pops from 10. No good. Rebound Helms. Nykirk right side, but Davies threw it out of bounds. Just threw it right past her. Again, the issues with passing. 6-1 Palisade, 5:48 to go. Glenwood 0 for 5 on field goals now, and 3 turnovers already. Bring the ball up for Palisade. Riddebush drives right side, hands it out to Baber. Back down to Riddebush. Ball knocked away. Good hands by Davies. Now here comes Stewart. Stewart bounce pass to Nykirk, right wing. Top of the key to Davies. To Nykirk, right wing. Lobs it down to Helms. Back door, bobbles it. And it's taken by Palisade. Now they're going to call a jump ball. Possession will remain with Glenwood. Trying to feed it down low. The passes are just floating. Davies from the baseline. Goes into Winder all alone for the bank shot. Palisade fell asleep on D. It's 6-3, Palisade. McGlinwood now putting on a press. Palisade gets it across. Lila Lancaster is a three-pointer. Shot by Bunker doesn't go. Rebound Baber in a crowd. Throwing elbows, trying to get clear here. Here's Ritterbush, now top of the key to Sadie Bunker. Calls out a play, backs up. Winder guarding her there. Pass to Lila Lancaster. Lancaster to Ettery Ritterbush. Ritterbush to Bunker, left wing. Entry pass to Ritterbush. Banks it in and fouled. Ritterbush with 6 points. Makes it 8-3, Palisade. Bailey Winder comes out. Lillian Wattier checks in for Glenwood. And Ritterbush at the line for a three-point play. Misses the free throw. Rebound. Helms tried to go for it. Battling for it on the floor. Jump ball possession remains with Palisade. 8-3 Bulldogs. 4:35 to go in the first. Ritterbush at the baseline. Looking for somebody to go to. Now gets it in to Ritterbush. Drive by Sadie Bunker. Top of the key. Three-pointer no good by Bunker. Doesn't go. Ritterbush has it. That was Bunker. That was Lancaster, rather. Driving the paint. Lost the ball. Baber fighting for it. It ends up with Baber from her knees. Now pass left wing to Lila Lancaster. Drive by Bunker in the paint. Pass out to Eddie Ritterbush. Goes to number 22, Lancaster. Now top of the key with number 11, Chloe Simons. Here's a shot blocked by Nykerk. Good block by Nykerk. They call jump ball. Possession will go to Glenwood. So Nykerk with a stuff there. 8-3 Palisade. 3:56 left. Mia Sandoval in for Glenwood. Stewart out for a breather. Nykerk brings it up. Just under 4 minutes to go in the first. Nykerk calls out a play. Bad bounce pass taken, though, by Stewart. Upright Wattier to Helms, to Stewart, to Nykerk. Nykerk from the free throw line hands it off to Helms. He gets bumped, loses the ball, jump ball again, and the possession goes to Palisade. Hey. Hey. 8-3, Palisade with the lead. Lila Lancaster out. Passes tipped and it's steal there by Sandoval. Sandoval to Nykerk, lobs it down to Helms. Helms double team, trying to go weak side to Davies and threw it right into the hands of Chloe Simons. Six turnovers now for Glenwood. Winder getting ready to check back in. Drive by Bunker. Now pass down to Baber at the block. Missed the bank shot. Rebound taken by Nykerk. Pass to Wattier. Wattier looks over her shoulder, gets it across the line, stops, goes to Sandoval. Sandoval on the baseline. Her pass is tipped and stolen. Seven turnovers. Lorna Lancaster with the steal. To court comes Bunker. Dribbles right side. Little jump stop goes to Baber. Underneath ball stripped. And a steal by Nykerk. Got the block and the steal. Pass up the court to Davies, left wing. Lobs it down to Helms. Trying to get it to Lindsay. She's fouled. No call. Ball was blocked and went out of bounds. Glenwood ball into the basket. Winder checking in for Glenwood. Helms will get a breather. 8-3 Palisade. 2:38 to go in the first. Davies inbounding. Sadie Bunker also out for Palisade. Davies goes into Nykerk. Right wing. Drives in traffic. Lost the ball. Eight turnovers. Now still has it. Laying on the ball. Trying to protect it. And they call another jump ball. Possession goes to Glenwood. Almost a turnover. Don't understand. Going face to face, eye to eye with a defender, dribbling right into traffic. Davies has it to the baseline. Goes into Wattier, top of the key. Here's pass. I think it was intended for Nykerk, but picked off by Chloe Simons and... all knocked out of bounds. Palisade ball into the basket. 8-3 Palisade. 2:21 left in the first. Going to Lancaster. Inbounds it to a wide open shot. Missed it. That was Delaney Wright who missed the easy basket. He's trying to wrestle the ball away. Knocks Davies to the floor. Here's Nykerk. Nykerk hands it out to Davies. Right wing. Cross court pass to Wattier. Put the shot up. There you go. Three-pointer. Get in there, ball. A little bit offline. 8-3 Palisade. Under 2 minutes to go. Going to Lancaster. Ritterbush loses the ball. Sandoval going after. She's a tiger. Really playing tough D. Here's Lorna Lancaster. Left wing. Being bumped there by Davies. Here's Maddie Baber. And we got a timeout called by Palisade. It's a 30-second timeout. McLuhan's defense is playing better. Palisade has missed a couple of easy baskets, but it's not getting out of hand just yet. 8-3, Palisade with a minute 42 to go here in the first quarter. We'll have the boys' game after this one. We'll get reunited with former Glenwood head coach Corey Hitchcock. So Ritterbush with 6 points. And Lila Lancaster with 2. Chloe Simons will inbound. The near sideline. And lobs it over to Ritterbush near the circle. To Sadie Bunker. Sandoval playing tenacious defense, showing quick feet. It's a pass left wing to Chloe Simons. Delaney Wright trying to post up against Bailey Winder. Here's a shot put up over Winder. No good, but that was Chloe Simons with a shot. Loose ball chased down by Palisade. It's Lila Lancaster. There's the Bunker. One-handed pass picked off by Wattier. Good hands by Lillian. Hands it off to Taya Nyker. Need a bucket here. Wattier left wing. Down to Winder. Jump shot with the right hand. Good shot by Bailey. That a girl. She's got all the points for Glenwood. 8-5 Palisade, 57 seconds. This is a nice little, almost a hook shot. Here's a drive by Simons. Get cut off, double teamed. Number 4 at Ritterbush with a shot. No, she passed it to Delaney Wright, and she knocked it down. That breaks a long drought for Palisade. Delaney Wright with the bucket. 10-5 Palisade, passing down the baseline. To Davies, to Winder. Now to Davies in the corner. Three-pointer, not enough on it. Rebound goes to Palisade. Up the court they come. 18 seconds. Ritterbush to Bunker. Bunker. They're counting the clock down. 7 seconds. 6, 5, 4. Simons, a long three-pointer. That's an air ball into the hands of Nykerk, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Well, not too bad. And shot distance, just 10-5 Palisade after one. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. 10-5 Palisade with the lead over the Glendale Lady Demons as we go to the second quarter. Inbounding the Palisade is Lila Lancaster. Goes to Sadie Bunker. Bunker right wing to Ritterbush. Far corner to Simons. Down to Ritterbush. Ball knocked away. Good hands by Helms. Into the hands of Taya Nykerk. Nykerk up center court. To Wattier. Wattier cross court pass to Nykerk in the corner. Over it pass to Helms. Helms at the elbow. Double team there. Nykerk has it right wing. Cross court pass to Wattier left wing. Wattier jab step. Lot pass down to Winder. At the block. Missed the bank shot. Entirely. Oh, that was an easy two they missed. 10-5 Palisade. Here's Lila Lancaster. Okay, passed out to Sadie Bunker. Drives. Hands it off to Delaney Wright. Puts up a shot. No good. Good contested shot. Good job by Helms playing D. Wattier's got the ball. Brings it up. 10-5. Bounce pass to Nykerk. Right wing. Nykerk to Wattier. Top of the key. Over to Nykerk in the corner. Puts up a three. Soft three. Yes, ma'am. Taya Nykerk. Welcome back to the game. Get a couple of those. We're back in this 10-8. Palisade, drive by Bunker. Stops, double-teamed. Gets a pass left side to Chloe Simon. She gets double-teamed. Lob pass out to Lancaster. Bunker, top of the key. Pass down to Delaney Wright. Hook shot with the right hand, no good. Rebound taken by Ritterbush. Put back, no good. She's fouled. And Ritterbush to the line for two. 10-8, Palisade. Ortega's got that soft stroke from outside. She can hit a couple of those threes. Give the Lady Bulldogs some fits. Ritterbush with the first free throw. Off the back of the rim, no good. She's 0 for 2 now at the line. Ritterbush with the second free throw attempt. That one's good. Nothing but net. 11-8, Palisade. Nykerk has it. It's a zone press again. Pass half court to Helms. Helms up to Stewart, right wing. Stewart, top of the key to Nykerk. Nykerk holding the ball overhead. Pass to Stewart. Helms trying to post up. Pass over to Wattier. Three-pointer. Launches one. And it's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Palisade taken by Delaney Wright. Up the court to Simons. Her shot is good. Chloe Simons with her first basket, 13-8, Palisade. There's Stewart. Stewart to Helms at half court. Bounce pass over to Nykerk. Nykerk.
Timeout.
Dribble drive, baseline, and Coach Rhonda Mosier wants a timeout. Oh, we got the drum corps here. Interesting. 30-second timeout call by Coach Mosier. 5:50 left. In the half, 13-8, Palisade. Palisade has played some dominant wins. 49-8 over Rifle, 49-25 over Coleridge, 47-20 over Forge Christian at the Demon Invitational. Peak Grand Junction, 61-45. They've got some girls that can shoot. They're looks like their game plan is to feed it down to Delaney Wright. Wright's about 5'11", maybe just a hair under 6 foot. Stewart into Wattier to Nykerk, left wing. Nykerk being pestered there, double team. She's trapped. Now gets it to Wattier in the far corner. Back to Nykerk, left wing. Cross-court pass to Helms. Helms to Stewart. Stewart with a jump shot. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Simons for Palisade. 13-8 Palisade. Ritterbush has it. Top of the key. Left wing to Lancaster. To Ritterbush in the paint. And we got a foul before the shot. Foul called against Winder. That's her second team foul. Inbounds pass. Wright trying to muscle one in. That passes it off to Simons. Simons to number two, Gracie Earhart. Missed the shot. Rebound, Winder off her hands. Out of bounds. Couldn't quite pull it in. Bailey's picking up her games. Davies in for Glenwood. Wattier out. Lila Lancaster inbounding at the baseline. 13-8 Palisade. Goes into Wright. 10-foot jumper. Good. Delaney Wright. She's got four. 15-8 Palisade. Chloe Davies right wing. Lobs it to Nykerk. Three-pointer left wing. It's short. Barely got the rim. Rebound taken by Stewart. Stewart hands it out to Helms. Helms trying to force one up. She's double-teamed. And the ball stripped, but they call jump ball before the ball was taken, and the possession will remain with Glenwood. Maddie Baber in for Palisade. Earhart out. Bunker back in. Davies inbounding, baseline. Goes into Nykerk. Nykerk, nowhere to go. Goes to Davies, back to Nykerk, right wing. Trying to lob it down to Bailey Winder. Can't get the pass there. Picked off. Threw it right to Chloe Simons. Up the court comes Lila Lancaster to Baber. Has the ball stripped. by Chloe Davies. They're playing some tough D. 15-8 Palisade. Got to play some O now. Let's get some baskets here. Davies to Nykerk, left wing. To Davies, right wing. Davies to Nykerk in the paint. Gets knocked to the floor. They call a foul. Foul called against Bunker or Lancaster. Nykerk inbound. It goes in to Chloe Davies and draws the foul. Sends Chloe Davies to the line. Foul called against Chloe Simons. Her first, and Davies' first free throw, brick. Pushed it to the right, didn't even hit the rim. Davies takes aim, second free throw. That time she knocks it in. 15-9 Palisade, 4 minutes to go in the half. Up the court comes Ritterbush. Stops, top of the key, lobs it left, right side to Lancaster. Three-pointer off the rim, no good, rebound. Taken by Nykerk, bobbled by Sandoval, taken by Nykerk. She brings it up center court, stops, goes top of the key to Winder, to Sandoval. Sandoval to Winder. Winder, top of the key to Davies, coming out to get the ball. Ball's out of play. Here's Sandoval, left wing. Baver swiping at the ball. Here's Nykerk, ball holding it overhead. Drives in traffic, trying to force up a shot as she falls to the floor. I think trying to draw a foul, but nothing doing. Palisade ball. At the court comes Chloe Simon. She's stopped. Baber has it. Now kick out pass to Ritterbush for three. In and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of Nykerk. Taken by Winder. Back to Taya. 15-9 Palisade. Taya, left wing. Lobs it to Winder. 10-foot jumper. Bank shot. Missed it. Rebound. Oh, Sandoval got pounded as she got knocked to the floor. Foul's called. Sandoval's all of 5'6", maybe 5'4". But playing tenacious and just got belted. But the foul called against Lila Lancaster. She's coming out. That's her first, though. 13 foul for Palisade. 3:05 left in the half. Wattier checking in for Glenwood. And Winder out. Chloe Davies inbounding. Lob pass to Helms from the free throw line. Line drive shot, brick. No arch to that shot at all. Up the court comes Ritterbush. Pass to Maddie Baber. Baseline drive. Spin move. Double team. Gets tied up. Trying to get out of trouble. Here's Ritterbush for a 10-footer. Good. 17-9 Palisade. Nykerk bringing it up. Asking for a pick. Gets one from Stewart. Now throws it to Wattier. Here's Sandoval, left wing. Pass is tipped and stolen. Taken by Chloe Simons. She brings it coast to coast. In the paint. Stops. Double team. Lob pass to Delaney Wright. Jump shot is short. Rebound taken by Nykerk. Crossover dribble. Gets out of trouble. Top of the key. Taken to coast to coast. Jumper from five. Bank shot. Missed it badly. 17-9. Palisade. Bunker, left wing. Bunker drives. Passes. Goes to right. Back to Ritterbush, top of the key. Wide open baseline jumper, good by Sadie Bunker. Palisade. And timeout called by Coach Ron Mosier. A full timeout, take a break. A minute 56 to go, 10-point lead for Palisade. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Minute 56 to go in the first half, and Palisade has opened up the lead to 10 points, 19-9. Glenwood's had some open looks, but can't get anything to fall. Just 4 points here in this second quarter. Sandoval inbounding. It's a 1-3-1 zone for Palisade now. Maddie Stewart brings it up, finds a lane, a little backhand pass. Trying to get it to Davies, and it was knocked out of bounds by Bunker. Davies inbounding the near sideline near the corner. And it goes into Stewart. Stewart flips it over to Wattier. Wattier to Davies, right wing. Goes to Stewart. Stewart to Wattier. Back to Elb. Baber almost got a steal. She did get the steal. Just telegraphing those passes. I can't believe it. Brittabush drive, shoots, missed the shot, rebound, controlled by Helms. And they're going to call a foul on either Baber or, you know, it's going to be called against Delaney Wright. Her second. 19-9 Palisade. Wattier walks it up, met by a 2-2-1 zone. Wattier, there's Stewart, Davies, down to Helms. Helms double-teamed at the block, forces up a shot, won't go, no chance of going, falls to the floor, loses the ball. And now we got a foul, going to be called against Sandoval. She tackled Maddie Baber. Winder and Nykirk back in. Minute 8 left in the half. Sandoval and Wattier out. Lila Lancaster. Sadie Bunker. Bunker looks left, goes right to Lancaster. Nobody open. Now gets it to Ritterbush, down to Baber in the paint. Kicks it out to Ritterbush. Boy, Baber should be called for 3 seconds. Here's a three-pointer. Knocked down by Lila Lancaster. ...22-9, passed down to Helms, knocked out of bounds by Palisade. You might as well just send him a note. Hey, I'm going to throw it here. Davies inbounds, goes to Nykirk, top of the key to Stewart. Somebody shoot. Right wing, stops, lobs it to Nykirk, top of the key. Goes to Davies, left wing, pass to Helms. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line, banks it, missed it, got her own rebound, chased it down. Right wing, hands it to Nykirk. Nykirk to Stewart. Bounce pass, trying to go down to Bailey Winder, and it's picked off. That's 12 turnovers for Glenwood. My unofficial count. 11 seconds left, 22-9, Palisade. Lila Lancaster out. Coach Baver is barking out the play. Ritterbush comes up, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Baver's got it, top of the key. 4 seconds, 3, 2. Ball bobbled and a steal by Nykirk. Can't get the shot off, that'll do it. Single digit first half for Glenwood. They trail 22-9 here at the half. This is KMPS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, halftime. Glenwood Lady Demons trailing the Palisade Bulldogs 22-9. Well, Palisade outscored Glenwood 10-5 in the first quarter. Addie Ritterbush with a couple of baskets in the first quarter. Has 6 at the half. She knocked out a shot in the second quarter. Also has a free throw. Give her 7. And 2 points scored by Chloe Simons. Lancaster with 2 buckets. In the first quarter, missed a free throw, had a chance for a three-point play, also knocked down a 3. In the second quarter, she has 7 at the half. Sadie Bunker with 4 points, and Delaney Wright also has 4. For Glenwood, well, not much to write about. We got Bailey Winder with all 5 points for the Demons in the first quarter. A couple of baskets and a free throw. Nykirk knocked down a 3. And Chloe Davies with a free throw. That's it for the Glenwood offense. Pretty powerless, but Glenwood playing with some energy, but again, careless passing. turning the ball over, at least 12 turnovers in that first half. And there just doesn't seem to be any, I don't know, any flow to their offense. No chemistry. You know, Rhonda Bosher's been working with him, along with her staff, Deanna Spraker and Jordan DeCrow, but young girls just trying to figure things out. Bulldogs 10-5 on the season. Their losses came against Grand Valley back in December. They lost to Fruita Monument 50-29, lost to Montrose, and lost again to Fruita Monument on the 16th. Palisade. They're losing season last year, the year before that. 2021, they were 10-5, 9-3 in league. Before that, in 2020, 8-16, 7-5. Then 11-13. But their great run came under Coach Danielle Bagwell, where she had the Brown sisters. Started in 2014, 16-9, 2015, 22-3, 22-3 again in 2016, 2017, 21-4, and then she stepped aside. Now it looks like Coach Baber's got himself a good squad that might do well in the postseason. Looking at our schedule ahead, well, I can't believe we're more than halfway through January. Glenwood girls play at Summit Tuesday, the 23rd, while the boys play Summit here at home. And I'll be home here on Tuesday here in Glenwood. It's Glenwood, the Demons take on the Summit Tigers. I'll be calling that game solo, as Keith will be out as well. Then on the 25th, next Thursday, Glenwood at Grand Junction, girls and boys at 6 and 7:30. Aspen at Coleridge, just the boys. That one's tentative. Not sure we're going to make that one. That's just one game. Coleridge boys hosting Aspen. The Saturday, the 27th, Erie at Glenwood Springs. 1:30 and 3. Tuesday, the 30th. Glenwood at Battle Mountain in Edwards, 5:30 and 7. February 2nd, Summit at Coleridge, 5:30 and 7. Saturday the 3rd, Durango at Glenwood, noon and 1:30. Glenwood travels to Palisade, the rematch with the Bulldogs on the 6th of February, 5:30 and 7. Thursday the 8th, Eagle Valley at Glenwood. Friday the 9th, Coleridge at Rifle, Basalt at Coleridge on the 10th. Glenwood will host Battle Mountain on Monday the 12th. Glenwood at Eagle Valley, their final regular season game, Friday, February 16th. Go! 22-9, Palisade with the lead over the Lady Demons as we get ready for half number two. As the boys clear the floor. Again, our thoughts and prayers with Anna Shea, scheduled for knee surgery sometime next week. So the original starting five, Winder, Nykirk, Helms, Stewart, and Chloe Davies. So starting five for Palisade as well, inbounding. Addie Ritterbush. Here we go. 22-9 Palisade. Bucker calls out a play, guarded there by Stewart. And off to Lancaster. Pass down to Simons. Shot is blocked by Nykirk from 10 feet. Ball on the floor. Battle for it. He goes out of bounds. They're saying last touch by Glenwood. That's two blocks, maybe three blocks for Nykirk. Good anticipation. Don't see it run out of time. Goes into Delaney Wright. Jumper by the she's money. Little 10-foot jumper in the paint there. And Delaney Wright with her 6 points now, 24-9 Palisade with the press. Helms gets it up to Davies. Chloe, her pass tipped. Take it back by Davies. Hustle, good hustle. Nykerk has it. Lobs it down to Winder. Oh, wide open. Missed the easy shot. Good grief. Oh, oh my goodness. Find the sweet spot. Here's a steal by Nykerk. Nykerk with a drive. Shoots, draws the foul. You've got to practice those little bankers under the basket, 100 on each side, with the right hand, with the left hand. Bring all the baskets down. Everyone do those little bank shots. You can't miss those. Those are gimmies. Nykerk with the first free throw. Roll, spins off the rim. His second attempt is good. 24-10, Glenwood finally in double figures. 7-10 to go in the third. Palisade going against the press. Glenwood doing a good job keeping the ball away. Now they get it across the court, and a near steal by Nykerk. Battle for it, and it ends up with Winder. Winder to Nykerk. Taya brings it up center court. Left wing to Chloe Davies. Back to Nykerk, top of the key. Nykerk zips it over to Stewart. Stewart to Nykerk, top of the key. No one's moving. They're standing around like chess pieces. Stewart to Helms, comes out to get it. Helms, ball hasn't touched the floor yet. Davies left wing. Now dribbles a couple times, lobs it to Stewart. Stewart with the drive. Jump shot, right hand floater, no good. Rebound taken by Palisade. Pulled down by Simons. Up the court comes Ritterbush. Center court. Bounce pass, pass in the corner to Bunker. Bunker back to Ritterbush. Backs up for an 18-footer. Bang! Ritterbush with a bucket. 9 points. 26-10, Palisade. 6:07 to go in the third. Nykerk to Stewart. Bounce pass to Nykerk. Lazy pass. Could have been picked off. Davies has it. High post right side to Stewart. Stewart to Helms. Helms out to Davies. Kicks it over to Nykerk. All alone for a three. Get in there. You betcha! Atta girl. 26-13. Needed that one. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Ritterbush pestered there. Bunker has it. Finally gets it across the line. Reaching in there is Stewart. There's a pass to Delaney right at the baseline. Right. Pivots. Move that foot. Got away with the travel. Pass is tipped. Loose ball taken by Ritterbush. Lays it up and in. That's how you do a layup. 28-13. Palisade with the lead. Nykerk, top of the key. Zips it to Stewart. Down to Winder. Winder over Delaney Wright. And won't get the bounce. Good look, but couldn't get the sweet spot. It was a pass up the court. Almost stolen by Nykerk. She knocked it out of bounds into the Palisade bench. 28-13. Palisade. Simons inbounding for Palisade in front of her home bench. Maddie Baber checks in for the Bulldogs. Wattier is going to check in here. Simons lobs it in to Ritterbush. Between the circle and the key. Goes down to Simons. Turnaround jumper. Blocked! Another block for Nykerk. There's a loose ball taken by Lancaster. She threw it out of bounds. Trying to feed it down to Simons. And a turnover by Palisade. Three blocks for Nykerk. Winder comes out for a breather. Wattier in. Stewart inbounds it to Wattier. There's the 2-1-2, 2-2-1 now zone. Nykerk in trouble. Here's Helms, gets it over to Wattier, right wing. Lilly to Stewart, left wing to Nykerk. Nykerk tries to hand it off to Davies. No look pass to Stewart for three. Air ball. Saved by Helms, but into the hands of Ritterbush. The Palisade pass up the court to Bunker. Willard quickly back on defense. Jump shot from Simons, good. No, that was, that was Simons. 30-13, Palisade. Now we got a foul. Called against Simons, trying to wrestle the ball away from Nykerk. Chloe Davies will inbound. Now it's going to be Nykerk inbounding. Lila Lancaster comes out for a breather. 30-13, Palisade with the big lead. 4:14 left in the third. Now see the Davies near the circle. The Nykirk right wing. Ball knocked away. Gets it back. In trouble. Double team. Needs help. Goes to Davies. Davies to Stewart. Stewart down low to Helms. Helms pass through the key. Lazy pass. Easily picked off by Bunker. Trying to go to Nykirk. Got to put some zip on those balls, man. Stewart playing tough D. Here's a pass to Ritterbush in the paint. Jumper, good. She's unstoppable. Leading scorer for Palisade, 32-13 Bulldogs. 3:40 to go in the third. Wadier thought about three, changed her mind. Pass down to Helms, bad pass. Goes into Nykirk. Nykirk to Stewart, bobbles it. Knocked away by Baber, she'll get the steal. Falling to the floor, Pats slaps it on the floor. Goes down to Lorna Lancaster, and Lorna Lancaster with a shot. 34-13. Timeout, Glenwood. Coach Ronna Mosier pacing back and forth has seen enough. She wants a 30-second timeout. 34-13, Palisade with the route here. 3:13 left in the third. This is KMTS. 3:13 remaining in the third quarter. 34-13, Palisade with a commanding lead over the Glenwood Lady Demons. Glenwood just struggling to find some offense. 4 points in this third quarter. Stewart to Davies, left wing to Maddie. High post right side to Wadier, to Nykirk. She's double teamed, bounce pass down to Helms. Helms trying to pivot, trying to get up a shot off the glass, barely got the glass. Nowhere near the rim. 34-13. Palisade with the lead, 2:50 to go here in the third. Lorna Lancaster playing the point now. Bailey Winder going to check back in for Glenwood. Bunker's got it, guarded there by Stewart, poking at the ball. Guarding her closely. There's a pass knocked away by Nykirk, taken back by Lorna Lancaster to Simons. Bobbles it on the floor. Kick out pass to Ritterbush in the paint. Kicks it out to Lorna Lancaster. Here's Bunker, guarded closely by Stewart. Drives. Goes to Maddie Baber, banks it in. Baber along the baseline, just kind of sneaking to the back door. And Baber with the bucket. Her first basket, 36-13, Palisade. Nykirk in the far corner, double team. Down to Helms, double team. Kicks it over to Davies, all alone for a jumper. Got it. Davies' first field goal. She's got 3 points. 36-15, Palisade. Bunker pass is stolen by Nykirk. It's a foot race to the basket. Nykirk taking it all the way. Scoop shot. Doesn't go. Use the glass. Oh, my goodness. Baber's got the ball. She's double-teamed. Ritterbush all alone for a 10-footer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Wadier off her hands. No, but it's last touch by Palisade. Winder comes in. Taya coming out for a breather. Helms staying there. Winder, Davies, Sandoval, and Wadier bringing the ball up. Minute 27 to go. 36-15, Palisade. Helms has it. I'm not sure where she was throwing it.
Abby.
Trying to get Sandoval break into the basket in the back door and just threw it away. Getting close to 20 turnovers for Glenwood. At about 12 when I counted in the first half. Palisade gets the ball across. Here's Baber. Top of the key to Gracie Earhart. Lob pass down to Delaney Wright. Dribbles, kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer way off the mark. Shot by Lorna Lancaster. Rebound taken by Bailey Winder. Winder to Wadier. Eludes the defender, dribbles, shoots a three. Oh, almost went in. Just can't buy a bucket. 36-15. Palisade, 39 seconds left. They're in the third. Earhart to Baver, left wing. Guarded there by Davies. Delaney Wright. Lumbers to the basket. Stops, gets cut off there, and a timeout called by Palisade. 36-15, Palisade, 25 seconds left in the third. Davies with that basket. Also has a free throw. She has 3 points. Taya Nykerk, a couple of threes. She's got 7 to lead Glenwood. Bell saved her 14-6 advantage here in the third quarter. Boys game will be coming up after this. ...36-15. Here we go. Delaney Wright will inbound at the baseline for Palisade. Haley Weiner guarding the inbounds pass. Faber trying to get open. Lob pass up high. Bad pass. It's going to be picked off by Nykerk. Now find the sweet spot, girl. Puts up a shot. Got it in the foul. Atta girl. There you go. Nykerk with the bucket. Unconventional, though it may have been. Right hand on the left side of the glass, but hey, we'll take the two and chance to make it a three-point play. 19 seconds left. So after Palisade calls that timeout, Glenwood gets a turnover and a bucket and one, maybe. Foul called against Earhart, her first, and the free throw is good. Three-point play for Taya Nykerk. 36-18, 19 seconds left. To show some toughness here. Glenwood with the press. Up the court comes Earhart, guarded closely by Davies. Gets picked. There's a pass to Ritterbush. Driving against Sandoval. Stand right with her. Lorna Lancaster. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Three-pointer way downtown. Air ball out of bounds. Shot by Lila Lancaster. That'll do it for the third quarter. Nice little comeback for Glenwood. 36-18. Still got a lot of work to do as we go to the fourth quarter. This is KMTS. We go to the fourth quarter here at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. The Glenwood Lady Demons have a mountain to climb. They trail Palisade 36-18. Scored 9 points in that third quarter to 14 for Palisade. Here's a ball almost turned over. Sandoval has the ball. It's tipped. She's got it to Davies. Davies going down low to Winder. Threw it too high. Saved by Winder, but not went out of bounds. Lana Mosier pacing back and forth in a business suit. Arms crossed. She's got to be frustrated for these girls. Simons brings it behind the back dribble. Goes to Ritterbush. Down to Delaney Wright. Shot is blocked by Winder. 4 blocks for Glenwood. 3-pointer left wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Bunker in the near corner. Here's Ritterbush, top of the key. Lobs it to Lancaster. Down to Delaney Wright. Fakes. Shoots. Missed it. Rebound. Out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Good defense by Glenwood. Bailey Winder with a nice denial there of Delaney Wright. Palisade with a full court press into Davies. Davies to Sandoval to Nykerk. Nykerk cross court pass, bad pass right to the hands of Simons. That's at least 18 turnovers. Bunker's got it right wing. Bunker drives, stops back top of the key, passes down to Ritterbush, back to Bunker. Bunker drives, spins, puts up a shot, blocked by Davies. Going to call for a foul. ...36-18 Palisade. 6:47 left in the ball game, and it's Sadie Bunker at the line for 2 shots. First free throw is good. Bunker's second attempt is good. 38-18, 20-point lead for Palisade. They put on the press. Sandoval's pass picked off right to Simons. Simons stops, shoots, and missed it. Rebound taken by Davies to Nykerk. Races up the floor. Nykerk dribbles across the floor. Hands it off to Davies to Nykerk from the corner. Three-pointer. Yes, ma'am! Taya Nykerk having a night. Finally getting hot here. 38-21. Palisade. Lila Lancaster to Ritterbush. To Simon. Simon's down to Delaney Wright. Banks it. Got it. She knows where that. Where to hit that glass. Delaney Wright. The 40-21, and another turnover. Oh, no, almost. Taken back by Glenn. Pass down to Winder. And it's Glenn with ball out of bounds at the baseline. Baber in for a Palisade. Maddie Stewart back in for Glenwood. Sandoval comes out. Davies inbounds to Nykerk, right wing. Drives in traffic. Goes to Stewart. Stewart backs up, drives in traffic, forces up a wild shot, draws the foul. Maddie Stewart with a quick move to the basket. Drew the foul. She'll go to the line for two. .540 left in the ballgame. Maddie Stewart takes aim, and this free throw spins off the rim. Maddie scoreless. Second free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Davies. Davies to Stewart. Stewart bounce pass trying to go to Helms in the key. Kicks it out to Nykerk. Nykerk with the drive, baseline. Crowded there. Forces a pass there to Davies. Davies to Stewart. Wraparound pass to Helms. Helms gets knocked to the floor. Foul. They're going to call it against Delaney Wright, who helps her to the floor. Helps her to her feet. Delaney Wright picks up her third. Not a shooting foul. Pass into Nykerk, right wing, to Davies, the far corner. She got bumped, and the ball ends up with Maddie Baver. Battle for it on the floor. Jump ball called. Possession will remain with Palisade. 5:13 left in the game. 19-point lead for Palisade. Wadier in for Davies. Ritterbush gets the inbounds pass, walks it up, met there by Wadier. Right wing to Simons. Simons in the paint. Little floater, the right hand, doesn't go. She's fouled by Nykerk, and she'll shoot two. Taya picks up her first. Each team with two. Chloe Simons at the line for two shots. First free throw is good. Simon spins the ball backwards, takes aim, bends her knees, shoots, and that's short. Rebound taken by Nykerk. She's got eight boards. Wadier has it. Goes to Stewart. Stewart lobs it up to Helms. Helms kicks it over to Wadier, to Nykerk in the far corner. Double team. Pass to Wadier, top of the key. Between the leg dribble goes to Stewart. Stewart down to Winder. Threw it away. Out of bounds. Ugh. By 3 edge for Palisade here in the fourth. Lila Lancaster back in for Palisade. 41-21. Palisade with a big lead. Lancaster banks it up. Pass up to Simon. Simon's down to Baber at the baseline. Banks it in. Got it to foul. It just looks too easy. That would just get caught flat-footed and snoozing on D. .43-21, Baber at the line to make it a three-point play. And she banked it, missed it. Rebound taken by Nykerk. Nykerk brings it up herself. Bounce pass to Stewart. Stewart launches a three. Off the rim, no good. That was close. But no cigar. Pass up the court to Simons. Ball stripped by Nykerk. Simons gets it back, lays it up and in. Michael almost got a steal there. Simon says, give me two. Stewart has it. Here's Nykerk, right wing, three-pointer. Bullseye! He's money from downtown. Just need about 10 more of those. Back in this, 45-24, Palisade. Matt Kirk with 4 3-pointers. He's got 16 points on the night. 16 of Linwood's 24 points. Linwood putting on the press. Under 4 minutes to go in the game. Ritterbush brings it up. Left-hand dribble. Good ball handling. Goes over to Lila Lancaster. Back to Ritterbush near the circle. Simons break into the basket. Here's Baber on the left wing. Bumped there by Helms. Lobs across court to Lila Lancaster. The Ritterbush in the corner. Ritterbush goes to... Oh, bad pass. Chased down. Picked off by Maddie Stewart with the layup. Missed it, but she's fouled. .327 left in the game. 45-24. Palisade with the lead. And Maddie Stewart at the line for two shots. First free throw is good. Hit Maddie down for one. The first point. Ritterbush out along with Bunker. Going to Lancaster in the game. Stewart's second free throw is no good. Spins off the rim. Rebound taken by Simons. 45-25. Going to Lancaster. Gracie Earhart. Long pass. Nice pass down to Simons. Missed the layup. Battle for the ball. Loose ball taken by Stewart. Pass up the court. Not caromed away. Taken by Stewart as she falls to the floor. She got tripped. And now what? Boy, that was like the barrel roll drill we used to do in football. He's going to send Glenwood to the line. Gracie Earhart called for her second foul. Not a shooting foul, so pass into Davies. All alone for an 18-footer. Short. Rebound taken by Helms. Putback missed. Lob pass saved. Saved by Nykerk. Stewart from the floor. Threw it away. Ends up with Lauren Lancaster. And a block. Another block for Taya Nykerk. That's four denials. And she blocked Gracie Earhart at the block. Delaney Wright coming back in along with Ritterbush. Lauren Lancaster and Gracie Earhart out. 45-25, Palisade. 2:49 to go in the game. Lila Lancaster inbounding. Goes into Delaney Wright. Off her hands and taken by Taya Nykerk. Jump ball called. And it's Glenwood ball. Wadier into Maddie Stewart. Winder and Sandoval going to check in. Pass over to Nykerk. Far corner. They double up her. And a foul's going to be called immediately. I think it is against Lila Lancaster. Five team foul, so that sends Taya Nykerk to the line. Gets the first free throw, give her 17 points. Might be close to her season high. Winder in for Helms. Wadier out. Sandoval in. Stewart playing backcourt D. Second free throw is good. 18 for Nykerk. 45-27, Palisade. Glenwood playing his press and a steal by Sandoval in the inbounds. Gets it. She's double teamed. Bounces the Stewart. Stewart with the drive. Bounce pass through the key. Stolen. Intended for Davies. Picked off by Ritterbush. Guarded there by Nykerk. Here's Simons with the drive. Gets cut off at the block. Ritterbush has it. Backs up near the circle. Right side to Delaney Wright. Wright lobs it, trying to go back door to Baber or Simons and threw it out of bounds. Earhart back in, Delaney Wright out for Palisade. And she's getting an earful from the coach. 45-27. Palisade with the lead. 2:09 to go in this one. Stewart brings it up center court. Tapped it to Davies. Winder trying to post up. Here's Nykerk with the drive. Nykerk with the bank shot. Got it! The foul! Are they getting rid of the bucket? Yes, they do. Nykerk with 20. Tay at the line for a three-point play. And Tay, in and out, no good on the free throw. 45-29, Palisade. Sandoval played that tough D. She is a pest. Like her tenacity. Earhart one-on-one. Stewart going for the ball, trying to get the steal. Earhart gets it back. And now a timeout call, a full timeout. Coach wants a full timeout. He's leading 45-29 with a minute 39 to go. That's a coaching moment. Back with more after this on KMTS. Minute 39 to go in this one. Palisade about to win this one, leading 45-29. But Glenwood's been a nice little comeback, just not enough balanced scoring. It's Taya Nykerk doing the yeoman's work. She's got 20 points, 20 of the 29 points. Palisade inbounding after that timeout by the Palisade coach. Here's a near steal by Sandoval. Good hustle. Earhart can't shake her. There's a pass to Baber. Baber lays it up, draws the foul, that knocked to the floor. Assisted to her feet by Bailey Winder. So Baber at the line for two. Sandoval just buzzes around. If she were a little bit taller, boy, she'd be deadly. Baber misses the first free throw. She's 0 for 2. Lila Lancaster out. And she's replaced by Maddie DeGeorge. Second free throw from Baber. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound Helms. Nykerk brings it up. Race up the floor. Bounce pass to Sandoval. Puts up a floater from the baseline. Doesn't go. Rebound off the hands of Helms. Taken by Sandoval. Just took it away from the big girl. Nykerk from the free throw line. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound taken by Sandoval. Well, she wants a basket. She draws a foul. Sandoval is determined. Let Sandoval do a blood transfusion with some of these girls just to give them some of her energy and tenacity. I love the way she plays. First free throw is good. She deserves a point. 45 to 30, Palisade. A minute 12 to go here in the ballgame. Then the boys waiting in the wings to take the floor. Yeah, Sandoval's second free throw is perfect. Nice touch. 45-31, a minute 12 left in this one. Let me continue with the press. Stewart chasing the ball down. Earhart can't shake her. Here's a pass to Ritterbush. Wide open is number one, Gracie Cooper, and she gets an easy bucket. Just checks in and gets a basket. 47-31, Palisade, 54 seconds. Here's Davies. Shoot a three. There you go. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Earhart for Palisade. Stewart poking at the ball. Earhart bounce pass to Baber at the baseline. Gets double teamed. Ritterbush left wing. There's Cooper. Pass down low. Nice anticipation by Sandoval. Well, with Sandoval in there, I'd play a man defense. If I were playing, trying to get away from her, I'd be annoyed. She's really a pest. Andy DeGeorge inbounding. Sandoval jumping up and down, waving her arms to get it into Cooper. 30 seconds left. Pass knocked away by Stewart. Retrieved there by Palisade. By Bunker. She's double-teamed. A foul's going to be called. And Stewart goes tumbling to the floor. Oh, are we shooting foul shot? Yes. Oh, I hate these garbage time fouls when the game is out of reach. But you gotta call it. Can't let it go. Jim goes quiet. Bunker knocks down the first one. Hooker's second attempt is good. She's hit four in a row from the line. 20 seconds. Davies to Nykerk, left wing. Cross court pass to Stewart. Stewart back to Nykerk, left wing. Bounce pass to Stewart. 10 seconds. Davies, right wing. Cross court pass to Nykerk. One more three for good measure. Off the rim, no good. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Oh, they call a foul with 6/10 of a second. Oh, seriously? All right. Keep my mouth shut. Just let it go. The game's over. 6/10 of a second left. And Cooper at the line for the official record here. First free throw is good. And there was much rejoicing in the village. And the second free throw is good. And that'll do it. 50-point win. A 20-point win for Palisade. 51-31, the final score. And we'll be back at the totals after this on KMTS. Well, another tough loss for the Lady Demons. They lose four in a row now. Now 5-9 on the season. 0-1 in league play. This was the league opener against Palisade. Palisade with a dominant win, 51-31. Glenwood just no offense other than Taya Nykerk. No one else can find the bucket. It's just rough. Palisade, very deep bench. Good starters, good backups. Eddie Ritterbush doing her thing. 12 points on the night. 4 points from Gracie Cooper coming off the bench. 7 points from Chloe Simons. Delaney Wright with 8 points. Second leading scorer. For Glenwood, Tay Nykerk, scoreless in the first quarter, but knocked down four threes during the rest of the way and ended up with 20 points. Went to the line a couple times. Hit four free throws. She was four for six from the line. Chloe Davies with 3 points. And Bailey Winder with 5 points, all in the first quarter. Glenwood finally reached double figures in the fourth quarter. Their quarter score is 5-4-9-13. Palisade gets the win. 51-31. Now 11-5 overall, 1-0 in league play. Next up for Glenwood, they will take on Summit at Summit at 7 o'clock next Tuesday night. The boys will play Summit here at home on Tuesday. Speaking of the boys, they're on a bit of a roll. Won their last two games, beating Grand Junction Central and a tough Montrose team on Tuesday night. They're getting ready to take on Corey Hitchcock, the former Glenwood coach, and the Glenwood Demons, coming up in just a few minutes. Again, the final score of the girls' game, Palisade 51, Glenwood 31. Boys' game coming up in just a few. Keep it tuned to KMTS.